Snip, snip, snip. So, so, so. Oh, this is gonna be so cute.
Hey, Mindy. Whoa, what happened to your eyebrows?
What eyebrows?
The eyebrows you used to have on your face. They're gone.
Oh, they'll grow back. I just gave them a little trim, and now I'm using the clippings to make tiny wigs for bald eagles.
Wigs for bald eagles? Mindy, bald eagles are supposed to be bald. In fact, I think they'd prefer it that way.
Yeah? Have you asked them?
No.
Well, then how do you know?
I guess I, well, I don't know, but I do know that we've got a game show to do. Can we put this on hold until after?
You know it. Let's clear the room. Oh, excuse me.
And, clear the air?
And get this show on the road in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after Real Phone or Banana Phone, it's...
Two Whats and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two Whats and a Wow!
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for a soaring round of Two Whats and a Wow.
Two Whats and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about trees and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, trees can talk to each other through mushrooms?
Or was it B, in Florida, there is a dentist office located inside of a treehouse?
Or was it C, in northern Canada, there lives a polka dot tree?
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Forrest from Vermont. Forrest, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Forrest. I live in Bristol, Vermont. And my wow in the world is that trees talk to each other through mushrooms. Hi, Dennis. Hi, Thomas Fingerling. Hey, Grandma G-Force, you want to wrestle? Bye. Love your show.
Winner, winner, fungus for dinner.
Forrest is living up to his name and proving that he knows a thing or two about trees, because that is correct. Contestants, if you guessed the answer A, that trees can communicate through mushrooms, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Wowzers!
There are actually networks of roots and fungi like mushrooms that work together to move water and nutrients between trees. The trees can also use these networks to communicate and even send warning signals about disease and insect attacks. Some scientists call them the Wood Wide Web.
Now, if you guessed B or C, you weren't too far off. There's not a dentist's office located inside of a treehouse.
Although I'm definitely going to look into building one.
But there are still lots of exciting businesses that do operate out of treehouses. There are treehouse hotels, treehouse movie theaters, and even treehouse restaurants.
And if you chose C, while there is no naturally occurring polka dot tree, the rainbow eucalyptus tree in the Philippines does have a very colorful rainbow-streaked trunk.
So, Mindy, how about you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Guy Raz, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible branch dressing!
What is that?
This branch dressing is made with freshly squeezed branch juice and mixed with leftover Jell-O and the crumbs scraped from the bottom of my toaster. You won't believe what you're eating.
Okay. Well, congratulations to all of the winning wowzers.
We're gonna take a quick break so I can trim up Guy Raz's eyebrows for bald eagle wigs.
What?
But when we get back, it's another round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Cliff Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
Hey everyone, it's Anya.
And Corey. We host the parenting episodes over on NPR's Life Kit.
We have a special episode because it's just for kids. We talk to our friend Grover from Sesame Street about this weird time we're all living in.
We are all having to get far from each other when we want to be near.
Listen and subscribe to NPR's Life Kit.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back. It's time for today's round of Two What's in a Wow. Today's category is...
Eagles! Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it! Wowzers, we are going to present you with three scientific statements about eagles. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up what's...
All right, let's get started. Which of the following statements about eagles is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, golden eagles enjoy covering themselves with ants?
Or is it B, the wings of great Nicobar serpent eagles are so large they're often mistaken for small planes?
Or is it C, the world's largest eagle nest was about 20 feet deep or the size of 5 7-year-olds?
One more time. Is it A, golden eagles like to cover themselves in ants?
Or is it B, the great Nicobar serpent eagles' wings are so large, they're often mistaken for small planes?
Or is it C, the world's largest eagle's nest was about 20 feet deep or the size of 5 7-year-olds?
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and place it in the talons of an eagle.
And be sure to check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Spread Your Wings.
We challenge you to build your own pair of wings using materials found around your home. Cardboard boxes, hangers, felt, and poster board would all make for some amazing wings.
And once you finish your wings, strap them on and flap until you fly or fall. Just be sure to stay clear of any small doorways.
And don't forget to snap some photos of your work. Grown-ups, you can share those photos with us at tinkercast.com/share.
Be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, and we'll also play another round of...
Two What's in a Wow was produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.